Riyad Mansour, the Palestinian permanent observer to the United Nations, is condemning the latest violence, calling the Israeli actions an atrocity.
We condemn in the strongest term this atrocity by the Israeli occupying forces using this massive firepower against civilians who have the right to demonstrate peacefully, and they have been demonstrating peacefully.
The United Nations Security Council is expected to hold an emergency meeting to address the escalating violence. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres is calling on Israel to minimize the use of live fire at the border. Farah Haq, the deputy spokesperson for the UN Secretary General, urges both sides to exercise restraint.
Secretary General said that Israel must calibrate its use of force and minimize the use of live fire. Lethal force should be used only as a last resort under imminent threat of death or serious injury. And he added that Hamas and the leaders of the demonstrations must keep protesters away from the Gaza fence and prevent all violent actions, provocations, and attempts to breach the fence.
The statement from the UN chief has also issued another call for the creation of a two-state solution, with Palestine and Israel living side by side in peace, each with its capital in Jerusalem. The statement on Jerusalem has come on the same day the U.S. government officially opened its new embassy in the city following its recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has criticized the relocation, noting the status of Jerusalem should be left to negotiation rather than unilateral action.
We are confident that one cannot revise unilaterally the agreements that were documented by the international community, and these agreements say that all of the final decisions in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict and the status of Jerusalem, the fate of Jerusalem is one of the most important issues, can only be decided through a direct dialogue between the Israeli and the Palestinian authorities.
The relocation of the U.S. embassy has prompted Palestinian officials to suggest the U.S. no longer has the ability to be an impartial broker of peace in the region. Despite this, U.S. President Donald Trump says U.S. remains fully committed to pursuing a Mideast peace deal.
As I said in December, our greatest hope is for peace. The United States remains fully committed to facilitating a lasting peace agreement, and we continue to support the status quo at Jerusalem's holy sites, including at the Temple Mount, also known as Haram al-Sharif.
Moving the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem from Tel Aviv was one of Trump's key campaign promises. But the move has infuriated the Palestinians, who have intended to make East Jerusalem as the capital of the negotiated two-state solution. Monday's protests in Gaza mark the biggest showdown in years between Israel's military and Hamas supporters along the volatile border. While there have been violent protests in the lead-up to Monday's wide-scale demonstration, the two sides had largely been observing a ceasefire since 2014, their third in a decade. For CRI, this is Yi Yang.